then the next step is one very dear to my heart, and that is the musical movement.
Mm-hmm.
All music, except for recitative, is mm-hmm. based on dance movement.
Okay.
So each piece mm-hmm. of music has a way that it goes.
Mm-hmm.
And
the direction?
The actual movement of the music.
Hmm.
Okay.
Not ebb and flow, but...
Well, it produces an ebb and flow.
Okay.
But that's too general.
Mm-hmm.
To be specific, how does it actually move?
Let's take an example. Yeah.
Well, yes. For example, let's take the Brahms Wiegenlied.
Okay.
Like, lullaby and good night, mm. right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So is it lullaby and good night?
The march.
No,
it exactly
doesn't.
Right.
It's not a march. You see?
No.
This is very self-evident.
Yeah.
But
sure.
Sometimes
yeah.
it's not so evident.
Mm.
Sure.
And I mm-hmm. can say that I've even gone to famous opera houses and heard conductors and singers who did not, mostly conductors,
mm-hmm.
who did not understand the way the music went, and the opera was unrecognizable.
Oh, wow.
I once went to a Cavalleria Rusticana performance that sounded like Richard Strauss.
Wow.
How is that possible?
Well, it's because they didn't understand
something
the way the music moved.
Mm-hmm.
You see, there's a very specific, and it can change within a piece,
mm-hmm.
the movement,
right.
sure.
and or it can stay the same.
Hmm.
It can be like, does it move every bar? Does it move every two bars?
Mm-hmm.
Does it move twice within a bar?
Okay.
And it's interesting. It's not rocket science. A singer instinctively knows how music moves. They just need to get in touch with it. And that's mm-hmm. one thing we do in our class.
It sounds very close to phrasing.
Well, the phrasing mm-hmm. is the sentence.
Right.
But the movement...
Underneath the sentence.
Underneath the sentence.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So, in the Brahms, lullaby and good night. Do you see how I'm rocking?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it moves. It's like
mm-hmm.
rocking a baby.
Sure.
Right. It's
so
built
that,
into the music.
It's actually interesting because I feel like there are some of the things you've said earlier about intention and rhythm and all of that really inform how successful you'll be at bringing this to life and
yes.
like making this real.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the wonderful thing, and I'm always in awe of the genius of these composers
mm-hmm.
because they've done most of the work for you.
True.
That's right.
Once we decipher
yeah.
what their message,
intent.
Their intent, yes,
mm-hmm.
exactly.
Yeah.
They've done most of the work for you. And I may say, in the case of Verdi and Mozart,
mm-hmm.
who I'm considered to be the Shakespeares
mm-hmm.
of opera, the characters are written in to the note values.
Mm-hmm.
That's why changing an eighth note to a quarter note in Verdi is actually going against the character. Same for Mozart.
Mm-hmm.
One can get away with it more in Puccini and the Verismo composers,
mm-hmm.
but not in Verdi and not in Mozart.
So let's talk about rhythm.
Well, we were talking about the musical movement. And
musical
each,
movement,
yeah,
there we
each
go.
Piece of music has a unique way that it moves.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as I said, all music except for recitative, which
mm-hmm.
is recitation, is based on a dance movement.
Right. Yeah, okay.
And the movement can remain the same for an entire piece or it can shift within a piece.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I'm reminded of that Duke Ellington song. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Sure, you're right, as they say.